Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
To talk about the plants. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, man. I'm the chief geek in charge. And I'm here to talk about your botanical buddies. And I'm here to talk about my lawnmower. Guess what I did this week? Guess what I did for the first time in 5 weeks, five mowings. First time, I mowed the lawn. All by myself. Started it up all by myself. Feeling better. Been having this back problem. Been going to physical therapy. Back problem's gone away pretty much. And, just feeling better. I did 9 days of wonky, I call them wonky pills. I was on muscle relaxers. And I guess they did what they were supposed to do, but boy, I'm not one of these people. I could never be a drug addict. Let's just say it right now. I got to be able to think on my feet. I got to be able to understand stuff and comprehend stuff and know about stuff. And I just, when I was taking those pills, I was wonky. I couldn't even concentrate on a sitcom on television. I was missing 80% of what was going on. It was terrible. Tried to watch Big Brother. Oh, it was awful. I mean, it's just awful. Anyway. But now doing better with physical therapy, off the wonky pills, never going back on the wonky pills. Had a whole bunch of them left. And I found out I don't want wonky pills in my house. I just don't want wonky pills in my house. And I found out that our local law enforcement has drop-off places where you can take your wonky pills or any prescription medication that you're not using. And I said, okay. And I went and got my wonky pills, and I found a bunch of other stuff there that, was old. I mean, just ancient. Do you have this available where you live? Check with your local law enforcement and see. But, I gathered up a bag full of stuff that, some of it was 10 years old. Look at me. I have this one cabinet in my kitchen where I stick my prescription drugs. Okay, just one cabinet. Where I stick my prescription drugs. So I just had all this stuff in there. There was antibiotics where there was 3 pills left. There was just all kinds of stuff. Just all kinds of stuff. Half of a Z-pack. Just stuff from my son. Stuff from my daughter. Just all kinds of stuff that was there. I just took it all, threw it in a bag, took it down there, handed it to him. And, no problem. They were delighted to see me, delighted that I gave it to them. Everything was good. So I highly recommend that you do that. And don't keep wonky pills in your house. I'm not going to keep any prescription pills in my house if I can keep it, if I can help it. Now that I realize there's a place to get rid of them, because initially I said, I'm going to put them down in the garbage disposal. And then I read a really important article in our local paper about don't do that. The water department says that's a real bad idea. And I actually talked to somebody at the water department, a friend of mine who works at the water department. He's an engineer at the water department. And I said, is that true? Oh, yeah. And he says, you have no idea how that was messing things up. People were, just throwing all their prescriptions down the garbage disposal and all of that. And, that made me remember. God love her. When my sister passed away in 1999, you know, we had hospice. She had cancer. And when she passed, the hospice people, you know, immediately came out to my mom's house where my sister passed. And the one thing the lady did was she went and got all of this pain medication that my sister was on. And gosh, there was a lot of it. And she put it down mom's garbage disposal. And there had to be hundreds of pills, hundreds and hundreds of pills. Well, now that's no, you can't do that now. That's no longer what you can do. And I don't know what they're doing now. I guess they're taking them and disposing them. But they were very specific on the rules. They had to put these, they had to count these things out in front of somebody from the family. So I got nominated. And the nurse had to count them all out and then write this little thing down. And I had to initial it. And then I had to watch her pour it down the garbage disposal on all the different medications that all had to be done. And I said, why don't you just take it away? She goes, oh, no, we have to have proof that this stuff was destroyed. Well, I don't know how they're doing that now, you know, because they can't do that anymore. That's just the wrong thing. Why am I talking about this? I have no idea. I was talking about mowing my yard. And how exciting was that? I got to tell you, towards the end, it got a little painful, but I hung on. And I am someone who loves to mow my yard. I absolutely love to mow my yard. I don't think it is a Zen meditation moment for me. When I get that lawnmower started, I mow my lawn the exact way that I want it, and I'm very picky on how I mow my yard. Very, very picky on how I do that. You know, I'm just real big on that. And I just mowed the whole yard, and then when that was all done, I got out my trusty edger. And I do not use a line trimmer to edge the yard. I've talked about this a million times. I want a blade going in there between the concrete and the grass. I want a blade. So that's what I do. I use a blade. And I just zip right through the whole thing like that. Had that done in minutes, just absolute minutes. And then, you know what? And I have to say, I had not done this before. I had always used the line trimmer on the next activity. But the guy that I was paying to mow my yard was using my edger around my plant beds. And I have to say, it looked better. I'd always just use the weed trimmer. And I didn't think about it. I just put the edger away and got out the line trimmer. And I went out there and I saw that, oh, he'd done that. And I should have said, "Now, but I use the line trimmer because I already had it plugged. I had it all set and ready to go. So I did that. But I think next time I'm going to use the edger. Just seemed crisper and nicer. And then I got out my handy blower and blew the sidewalk and the streets and all around. Had a good time with that. And that was it. It felt good, you know, because I have to tell you, I was going into depression, man. Not being able to go out and do stuff is very depressing. When all this, you know, when you're doing stuff and then all of a sudden you can't do stuff, which is what I was. You know, the last time that happened was 5 years ago when I got sick. I was doing stuff, and then all of a sudden, I wasn't doing stuff for quite a while. And, you know, it was just a delight now to get back and do stuff. And fall is coming, man. Fall is happening. Where my son is in New York, fall is there. Fall is absolutely there. By the way, as I'm recording this on Thursday evening, and Hurricane Florence is heading into the east coast of the United States in the Carolinas, where I've got a lot of dear friends. And I am praying for every one of them. And you'll be hearing this on Saturday. And hopefully the worst is over. Got a funny feeling probably won't be. But, you know, I'm just thinking of all of those people. Just thinking of all of those people. But anyway, getting back to fall. You know, fall is here, man. In many places. It's not here in Florida. It was stinking hot today. I was out today. It was stinking hot. I was in Orlando last week. I had a speaking engagement in Orlando. And Orlando is hotter than it is here. And I didn't realize that. You know, you get away from the coast, and it is just miserably hot in Orlando. I don't go to Disney World in the summertime, never have. I always go in the winter or in the fall. I like to go in November if I'm going. It's been a long time since I've been to Disney. But always like to, you know, plan those Right after Thanksgiving is how I always tried to plan the Disney trips. In that, you know, a couple weeks after Thanksgiving before we get into December. And always did that. It was always very successful at that time. And not a lot of big crowds. I'm sure there are now. And cooler temperatures. I like that. But I got to tell you, I was in Orlando doing a speaking engagement, and I walked out to someone wanted to take me outside the hotel I was at. And the hotel I was at, by the way, is a hotel I used to take the kids to years and years and years ago because they got this really cool swimming pool. But they had questions about plants that they found up from outside. And these people were from Ohio. So I went outside with them, and it was so hot. And they said, you know, this is hot. I said, yeah, it's hotter in Ohio. I said, really? They go, yeah, it's hotter in Ohio than it is here in Central Florida. I said, man, this is stinking hot. This is bad. But I went out and looked at plants, and they wanted all of these plants at their house in Ohio. And I had to tell them, sorry, they will not grow there. And I made some alternative, you know, alternative ideas for them to think about. They saw a line of Viburnum odoratissimum. Looked good. It looked really good. It's not going to grow in Ohio. Just isn't. So, you know, I said there's lots of privet shrubs that you can use instead of this. Doesn't grow as fast, but, you know, that will do you very well. So gave them something to think about. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Croce. I am your chief geek. My email address is michael.croce, C-R-O-S-E, at gmail.com. That is michael.croce at gmail.com. Hope you're having a terrific day.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Broadcasting not live from the Ask the Garden Geek studios in beautiful downtown town that I live in West Central Florida. I'm Michael Gross. This is Ask the Garden Geek. And in the studio with me is Cornelius. Cornelius is my grandkitty. Is my son Kyle's cat. Not far behind, over by the door, is my other grandkitty, Ramona, who is my son Zach's cat. Now understand, these people asked me to babysit these cats. Oh, I don't know. Cornelius has been babysitting Cornelius now for about, 7 years? 8 years? 7 years. And Ramona has been babysitting. When did Zach move out? I've had Ramona for 5 years, maybe six. And Zach moved out 3 years ago. And he said, can you watch my cat for me? I said, sure. Now he's got his own apartment. And he's got a cat that him and his girlfriend got. I said, wait a minute. You had a cat. Yeah, he said, but we can't take Ramona away from Cornelius. I said, okay, I understand that. And I learned from my friend Jennifer that I went to junior high school and high school with. Jennifer's a big cat person. She said, she told me when I first got Cornelius, Jennifer said, Michael, you have to get a cat, another cat. I said, why? Because you cannot have one cat. You have to have two cats, because cats need to play with each other. If they don't have another cat to play with, they will play with you. And you know what? She was right, because Cornelius used to rip my arm apart. I mean, I always had scars on my hands and my arm. Where, Cornelius just wanted to play. And my son did, too, when Kyle had the cat. So, Zach, I just decided that Zach needed a cat. And, not so much. We went to the Humane Society, and we looked at kittens, and we found this adorable little kitten. There was a lot of cats, a lot of kittens. But we found one that he bonded with, and they just loved each other, and brought the cat home. And the cat, the big cat and the little cat, just, initially hated each other. And now they played with each other all the time. They didn't like each other, but they would act like they were fighting, and they'd play. And now they get, this years later, they'll be sitting on the sofa and they'll be licking each other's heads. And then the next thing you know, they're going at it like big time, but they do it all in love, and they sleep together, usually with their butts up against each other, butt to butt. They're sleeping, which is adorable. So yeah, I'm a cat person. I'm no longer a dog person. I've had my last dog. I'm never going to have another dog again. Love dogs, just don't want to own one. You know why? You can't leave. If you have a dog, you can't leave. You have to have somebody come take care of the dog. And dogs, if you don't have somebody there to take care of them, they poop on your rug. They always do. Cats don't. They go poop in the box. So I said, and by the way, when these cats grow old and go into the world above, I will not have any animals, because I'm too old. know, I'm too old to have these guys, but they keep me company. I like them a lot, and everything is good about that. Everything is just really, really good about that. So I got an email from somebody this week who had bed bugs, and they said that there is a company that promises to get rid of your bed bugs without any chemicals. And what did I think of it? And they sent me a link to the company's website. And I went onto the website because I was curious. I don't know how you get rid of bed bugs without chemicals. Bed bugs are really hard to get rid of. I mean, they are just stinking hard to get rid of. They're, you know, just really hard. And I went, and this company had a steamer. Now, I've talked to a lot of companies that have steamers. But this company had this spiffy steamer. It was like a really spiffy steamer, and they had videos of how they use the steamer. And the problem with people who use steamers, and some of you have steamers, a lot of people have bought steamers on infomercials. I bought one years ago, you know, to clean the tile in the bathroom and all that. Yeah, I just hated it. Getting it ready, doing all, you know, and then the hard water gets to it and messes it up. Yeah, I just hated it. But this one, you know, and people, you know, so people have steamers and they think that they are under the illusion that they can get rid of their bed bugs with their own steamers. They can't. But I was watching the videos of this company with this particular steamer, which made me curious. So I looked up the steamer. And this is a $2,000, maybe more, piece of equipment that's got all kinds of stuff to it. And it goes five to seven layers deep through fabric with steam all by itself to kill bed bugs. And they were showing it, and I looked at the manufacturer. The manufacturer is out of Italy, and the thing has just been made available in the United States. And I watched, and well, then I, you know, did a little digging, and I found a local company around here who had one of these things. So, you know, I'm a bold guy. I didn't know the guy who owned the company, but I called him up. I said, "Hey, how's that thing working for you?" He said, "You would not believe it." He said, you know, I was skeptical as could be. And he says, "You could not believe it that, you know, all I have to do is use steam." And he says, they used to do heat. They used to have the big heaters and everything. And I know companies who have the big heaters. And this guy had the heaters. And he says, "Since then, I don't use the big heaters anymore. I use this thing." And he says, "I use it every, it does everything that the big heaters does, but it does it by hand. I can take it and I can run it through a mattress, run it along the side of the mattress, and it will shoot, and it's a dry steam." See, the other problem with the steamers that you get now that you buy on the infomercials, they're a wet steam. And this, and the wet steams cause mold and mildew and fabrics and all kinds of stuff. So this was not a good idea before, but this thing, it's a dry steam. He's invited me to come out and watch him do a job. So sometime in the next week or two, he's going to give me a call when he's doing a job near me. And I'm going to go watch how he does this because I'm quite fascinated. I said, "Well, does it kill other bugs?" And he said, "Yeah." He said he just used it on a German cockroach infestation in a house. And I said, "How'd it work?" He said, "It worked pretty well." He said, "But I'm not, you know," he says, "I don't know if it's going to last." He said, "But they were coming out." He said he went underneath the sink and just shot it underneath the sink where the pipes and everything were. He said the roaches were just coming out and falling down and dying. He's which, by the way, he said the bed bugs do. He said he will put this on the seam of a mattress where the bed bugs hang out, and he'll just run this thing along, and the bed bugs are just falling off and they die instantly. They just fall off and die instantly. And I said, "Well, that's pretty impressive." So I guess there is a non-chemical alternative besides heat, you know, the dry, you know, and it's steam. And, you know, I don't know. I want to, before I recommend it totally, I want to watch it more. And I want to go out with this guy and watch him do this and maybe do it with him. I before I can recommend it. But right now, my biggest recommendation to get rid of bed bugs in your house, it's very expensive, but it's heat. Yeah, and these companies come in with $180,000 worth of heaters, and they heat your house up to 160 degrees, and then all of a sudden, the bed bugs die. And it's bad. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Gardener.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is absolutely time to get planted.
Yeah.
Time to go dig holes and plant stuff. Because it's fall. And we're going to talk about that in this segment. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Prost. I am your chief geek, and I am itching to plant stuff. I am still a little bit hot wild. We haven't had that first cold front that comes through and just blows all the heat away. That's got to happen before I can start planting. But it's happened in many other parts of the country. It has happened big time. So now's the time, man. And everybody says, but Michael, I get emails about this. I get calls about this. Isn't spring the best time for planting? Well, spring is when a lot of people do their planting. But I'm going to tell you, if you want healthy plants, and I know this because we have done tests. We have tested this. When I was teaching horticulture, we tested this a lot on different types of shrubs, different types of turf grasses, different types of grass plugs, different types of trees. I mean, all kinds of things. We planted in the fall, and then we planted the exact same plant in the spring, practically 10 feet away from where we did the planting in the fall. And I will tell you that the plants that we planted in the fall, when spring came around, if you do everything I tell you to do, by the way, you just can't stick it in the ground and say, okay, we're done. No, you got to do a few things. But it's easy. We'll get into that in just a second. But I'm going to tell you, hands down, the plants that you plant in the fall, in the spring, when that first thrush of growth pops out and cascades into the environment, those plants have already got established roots. They're energized. They've built up a bunch of nutrition inside the plant that they haven't used over the winter, and they just kick butt and take names. I'm telling you, the trees are more full, the shrubs are more vibrant, they've got better color, the turf grass is just popping out there like you wouldn't believe. Everything is better if you plant in the fall. But you say, Michael, it's going to get cold, it's going to snow. I know, all that's true. All of that is true, but you want to plant in the fall because you want to get those plants in the ground. It's a wonderful time to plant because the soil temperature is getting a little bit cooler, so the shock is less. Now, when you plant, I always want you to use some type of a root stimulator. The one I use, and I have no financial connection to these people whatsoever at all, is Super Thrive. It's, by the way, it's the one that everybody uses. I mean, there's others out there. There is Ortho Root Stimulator. That's one. I mean, there's a bunch of them. But there's really only one, and that's Super Thrive. I say this because I look at what the professionals use all across the country, and I have done speaking engagements all across the fruited plain, and I talk to commercial growers, and I talk to landscapers, and there's only one. It's Super Thrive. It's not that expensive, and a bottle lasts you forever. You take Super Thrive. Gosh, I'm doing a commercial for them, and they don't give me any money. They don't even give me any Super Thrive. I have to buy my own Super Thrive, which I gladly do. And then I wind up giving it away to people because I tell them about it and I give it. And then I say, what'd you do that for, you idiot? You got to go buy some more. So then I buy some more. But it's not that expensive. You use one capful of Super Thrive in a gallon of water. And when you go to plant, here's what I do. Then take that and I put it in a little plastic 1 gallon pump up sprayer is how I do it. And when I pull a plant out of the pot, well, when I dig the hole first thing I do is I add a bunch of amendments to the soil. I put some Osmocote in there, which is a slow-release fertilizer. I don't put much, just a little bit of Osmocote that I spread around. I put some peat in there. I might add some perlite. I might add, you know, just a few things like that to dress up. Maybe some black cow manure. I like black cow. I'll throw that in there. And, you know, I try to make a $10 hole for my $2 plant, as my buddy Stan DeFritis used to say. Now, I guess with prices today, it's like a $30 hole for a $8 plant. I don't know. But anyway, I try to dress up the hole really good. And then after the hole is done, I take my little sprayer and I spray Super Thrive on top of the soil that, you know, the roots are going to go up against. And then when I pull my plant out of the pot that I get it in, I spray the roots. I, you know, I kind of reach in them with my hands and I try to divide the roots a little bit. I like to get them, you know, a little. And then I take my sprayer and just spray the bejeejees out of it. Just drench them in Super Thrive and I stick them in the ground. What does that do? I'm just going to tell you what it does. It's that magical. The roots start to take effect and grow out easily 10 times faster than if you don't. That is just the honest to gosh truth. And I can say this because I'm not selling it to you. Okay, if I was selling it to you, I don't know if I could say that. But I can say that because I've had 30 years of experience myself with Super Thrive. And it is just, you know, and like I say, people who transplant plants, and by the way, transplanting is happening a lot in the fall. They use it. So I prepare my hole. I spray the Super Thrive. I put it in the ground. I water it every day. And I water plants every day in the morning. And that's a nice thing in the fall if you plant, unless it's getting a little warm. You only have to water once in the morning, but you check it. If the ground is dry in the afternoon when you get home from work, throw some more water on it. But usually only once a day. And I do that every day until I can grab that plant and I give it a little tiny tug with my hand. Just a little tiny, tiny hug. You know, tug, not a hug. Why? Yeah, I hug my plants. But a tug on the plant, just a little bit. And if I see that the roots have caught, then I say, oh, I can stop watering every day. And I do. And I just put it on to the normal watering. And with me, normal watering is when, you know, I do not have a sprinkler system. I've only had a sprinkler system in one house. I don't want a sprinkler system. If I were to go off and build my dream house, I would build a dream house without a sprinkler system because I want all of the plants that I put into the ground to rely on Mother Nature. So I only plant plants that can rely on Mother Nature. I don't plant plants that I have to supplement the water to. If I buy drought-resistant plants, native plants that can do that. My turf grass, with the exception of the front yard at this house, and that is not my choice. The lady who built the house put St. Augustine in the front yard. But my backyard is Argentine Bahia. I don't have to water it at all. You want to know something? I don't water the front yard either. It's kind of shady out there, so it will kind of turn brown a little bit, you know. But, you know, and I guess in a drought, sections of it have died in the past. But I don't have a sprinkler system. So I just, whenever the Lord is going to water my plants is when my plants get watered. But that's me. Now, I'm not telling you to be that way because 99 9/10% of my clients have sprinkler systems. And because they invest a lot of money in plants, which, by the way, so do I. I invest a lot of money in plants. But I invest a lot of money into native plants or into plants that I know do not have big watering requirements. And that is just me. Now, you know, take away vegetables. I will water vegetables. Okay. When I have a garden, I water the garden. If I plant flowers, I will water the flowers on occasion, hand water though, not with a system. I'll go out there and hand water those. But other than that, getting back to the fall planting, Fall is the best time to do that because you're using less water to get the plants established. If you use a product like Super Thrive, which again, I'm not selling, but it will do a marvelous job of getting those established. And I promise you, when spring comes, those plants will just take off and go, whoa! And you'll have beautiful, beautiful plants. I'm Michael Pitt.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to this segment of Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I am here. This is a short segment. It's 8 minutes and 10 seconds long. What can you say in 8 minutes and 10 seconds? I can go on and talk for 8 minutes and 10 seconds about absolutely nothing and be totally entertained about it. But we're going to try and talk about some stuff. Some just stuff. So somebody asked me about an organic insecticide and if I liked it, and I'd never heard of it. And I looked it up, and I could not find it. It does not exist. I looked it on the internet. It's called Stericide. Yeah, Stericide. Not Stericide. There is a Sterifab, but this was called Stericide. I have never heard of it. If you've heard about it, would you send me an email? michael.kroos@gmail.com. And if you can hook me up with, you know, some resources as to where I can look it up, because I went on the Google and could find nothing. It's supposedly made in Michigan. This is what I have been told. But anyway, just somebody asked me about it. I have no idea. Can't say. You know, I just can't say. There are a lot of botanical insecticides on the market right now that work wonderfully. Xterra. Essentria would be my favorite. Essentria just seems to work on so many insects, and it's all made from botanicals. It is all natural. I won't use it. As a matter of fact, I can't even have it on my property because I am the only person on planet Earth who cannot stand the smell. Everyone else on planet Earth, except me, loves the smell. My second wife, Diane, lives a mile away from me. I gave it to her. Oh, my goodness. She says, this is the best stuff in the world. It smells so wonderful. I used it outside and all my plants. And she used it. I had the windows open. The whole house smells like this. I said, I'm not coming to your house. She loves it. Her son loved it. Her roommate loved it. The neighbor, you know, she lives in a townhouse, And she has a front and a backyard and a side yard. It's like a duplex-type townhouse. And she said her next-door neighbor loved the smell. I will just tell you that the stuff works on a wide range of insects, It works on mealybugs. It works on scale. It even works on some of the hard scales, which are hard to control. It works on a lot of lawn insects, like the sod webworms or the army worms. It just kicks butt. It is really good, and it's 100% natural. So we have come a long way with natural pesticides in the last 10 to 12 years. Ever since the Environmental Protection Agency came out, and I believe this was under George W. Bush that this happened. They came out with a generally regarded as safe category where there was a lot of
botanicals that were generally regarded as safe, and people use them as pesticides. Diatomaceous earth is not a botanical, but that would be one. But you couldn't sell it as a pesticide, and you couldn't say that it did that because it didn't go through the EPA, you know, registration process. Well, then the EPA said, there's a bunch of natural stuff out there. And if you and they came out with a list of products, and they said, you make all, you know, you can make any kind of pesticide formulation you want, and if you just use these products, it goes under the generally guarded as safe. You can say that it kills bugs. We don't care. But, you know, just do what you want to do, and the market will figure it out. Because EPA, their main concern is a product going to be safe for you to use? And all of the products that they put on this list are very, very safe. So now the companies could start combining these botanicals and all of these things that you are allowed to use and come out with different formulations. And for about a year, 2 years, most of the stuff was garbage. I'm telling you, it did not kill anything. And then some companies just really spent some money. Big companies spent some money. And Essentria is one of those products, Essentria, that came out that works wonderfully. I mean, I know people who, you know, those mosquito trucks that run around and they shoot, you know, the stuff in the air to kill mosquitoes around your property, and they spray in your shrubs and all that. I know a company out west that only uses Essentria. They have a 100% organic. Now, they come every 3 weeks. You know, you got to come more when you're using this. But, you know, they only use that, and they get marvelous control. I have a friend named Jeff in Idaho who takes care of a large property, a very, very large resort-type property. And he uses Essentria out there. He will not use a chemical pesticide. And he's a certified pest control person. But he only uses Essentria. That's all he uses. And he just switched up to another one. He told me when last time we chatted, I forget what it was, but he's using both of them. They're both pretty close to being, you know, identical products. But one has a slightly different formulation. I forget what it's called. But that is what works, and it works good. So you want a natural pesticide? There's a lot of them out there now that work, and Essentria is just one that comes to mind that I like. There's another one called Organicide that people are saying wonderful things about. I don't know. I've never used it. They keep wanting to send me 5 gallons of it. I said, don't send me 5 gallons of anything. You know, but, you know, send me a quart. And I'll try it out. But, yeah, that is the option for you. So, another announcement. We're getting ready to take this show on the road. And when I say take this show on the road, I'm going to move a lot of segments out of this studio and go out. I'm starting to do a lot of speaking engagements again. I used to do a lot of speaking engagements, and then I stopped. And when early in my career, I traveled all across the country and did speaking engagements, and I hated it because I had young kids at home, and I wanted to be home with my young kids. So I stopped. I had I had an agent in Chicago that was booking, and I said, no, I'm just not doing it anymore. And for years, I just stopped doing it. Well, now my kids are all grown. They don't even come to visit. I'm out doing speaking engagements around, and I'm doing a lot of them around the state. Plus, I'm out all the time visiting people and meeting with people. I am consulting with the engineers on what kind of portable recording device with a good microphone that I can take out where people can ask me questions out in the field, and the sound quality is good. We try to do this with a poor situation once before. The quality wasn't good, but there are good products out, so we're working on that. So look for me to show up near you, because next summer, man, I'm hitting the road, going to different parts of the country. Hope to see you then.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.